In the previous lesson, I mentioned that creating your Facebook ads audiences would be the most important thing that you do. The reason for this is because of the targeting tools that Facebook has, it really allows you to drill down and get in front of the people that you really want to. So, to create a new Facebook ads audience, you're going to go into your Ads Manager audiences, and you'll see that you actually get three main options. So, custom audiences. Audiences allow you to advertise to existing audiences that you have. So that's from website traffic, customer contact lists, or people that have visited your page. Lookalike audiences are similar in the fact that once you've got a custom audience set up, you can say to Facebook, I want to reach people that have fall within the 1 to 2% of the interests and the characteristics of my custom audience. And then you've got your saved audience, which is the one that you're going to use the most because it's based on commonly used targeting options such as location, demographic, and interests. Once you've got your audience set up, you've got to make sure that you save it. So, the first thing we're going to do is create a saved audience. We don't want to target all of Australia. Remember, this is for Macquarie. So, you can see here, you can select a location and then say, I want to target within this particular radius. Or if you want to, you can target specific areas, so not just this one, you can add more in. So, search another location and continue down from there. Select your age demographic and then start looking at other details. It's always a good idea to, when you're creating your audience, start fairly broad. What will happen is, as you start creating an ad, Facebook will actually tell you, it will give you a meter and will actually show you how broad or how narrow it should be. So, the best audience is between 2 and 10 million people. Obviously, a bigger audience. This is all based on auction. You've got a greater opportunity to deliver ads. The next thing that you can do is look at languages. If you speak another language, you can always put that in as well. And then demographics. So, demographics is huge with what you can choose. Let's just say newlywed. All right. And you can see here that as you start typing in, Facebook will actually tell you the size of the demographic. So, this is something that will take a little bit. You need to know who your demographics are and you can target down. Once you've gone through, you've selected the interest, then you can actually create the saved audience. The next audience you've got is your custom audience. Facebook custom audience is a highly defined group of people who already have a relationship with your business. Now, they're likely to include past customers, visited your website, or have engaged with your page. Custom audiences also then create lookalike audiences. So that gives you the opportunity to get in front of a whole group of people that have the same characteristics as the ones that have interacted with you, but they haven't heard of you yet. So basically, it offers some of the best ad targeting available. One of the things that you have to be careful of is with the Apple change to its policy, with the iOS Apple update, a lot of people have actually turned off the identifier for advertisers by default. So choosing a custom audience based on whether they visited your website or anything in your sources makes it a little bit tricky. Meta sources, this then tracks people who have watched a video, filled in a lead form, have visited your Instagram account or your Facebook page. This is some of the best targeting that you do have. With the custom audiences, one of the best ones that you can create is actually the ones from your customer list. So if you have an email list, you can create a database from that. There is a spreadsheet that you can download and Facebook will fill that in for you. Custom audiences from your customer list, they're an audience who've already showed an interest in your business, but they haven't come from Facebook engagement or from your Meta pixel. Instead, you have said to Facebook, I've got their phone number, I've got their email address, and Facebook then matches that up with their account on Facebook. And you've got to bear in mind, you can only upload information and data from customers who've given you their consent for their information to be used for marketing purposes. And if someone opts out of your list, you cannot use it. The second way is creating a custom audience from your website. And to do that, you need to set up your Meta pixel. And what this does is you can set it up that you can target everybody that's visited your website, people who have looked at a specific product page or a product category, so they may have gone to the plans on your website or a recent website visitor by choosing a particular time frame as far as how far back you go. I'll actually step you through how to set up your Metapixel on your website as well. The third one is your engagement custom audience. And again, that is people from the actual Meta sources who have viewed a video, they've engaged with your page, they might have clicked on an ad, or they might have said that they're interested in going to something. And the third way is to actually create a lookalike audience. So a lookalike audience is using an existing database or an existing audience or a data source, and then saying, okay, I want to create one audience within 1% of the characteristics of this particular audience. So there is a very detailed breakdown in the PDF download, so please make sure that you download it, you print it out, and when you start creating your ads, you can use that as your guide to creating your Facebook audiences. In the next lesson, now that you've got your audiences set up, we are going to be looking at Ads Manager versus boosting posts.